Hey, VV Nation. Well, you found our podcast on your favorite platform for podcasts. We know that you'll love the content, and hopefully it makes you better informed investors in the stock market. Be sure to follow us on social media. You can go to YouTube, Facebook, Reddit, and Instagram. Just search for VectorVest, and remember, we do the work, you reap the rewards. Hey, VV Nation, welcome to our channel. My name is Glenn, Senior Stock Market Strategist for VectorVest, and welcome to the 6 p.m. video. This video I've got for you are some of my top five-year growth picks. So you're going to understand the reason why I feel that these are stocks that over the next 5 years could explode in a big way. A lot of money is made in growth stocks, so I wanted to step back a little bit and put you into some stocks that I think will bode very well in your portfolio. I've made a little sheet here that talked about the stocks, and then we're going to look at them in the software. Vertiv Holdings, ticker symbol VRT. It's in the critical digital infrastructure. A couple of things that I'm looking for in these stocks and I want to bring to your attention. Quarterly revenue growth, 12.74%, and number of hedge funds holding, 75. I think that the more hedge funds you have in any particular stock bodes well for that company to go higher. Palantir. You guys know I love Palantir. Ticker symbol PLTR, software enterprise. Quarterly revenue growth, 19.61%. Not as many hedge fund holders, but that number is growing. Currently, it is at 44. The next one is Elastic NV. Ticker symbol ESTC is a search-powered solutions company. Quarterly revenue growth, 19.45%. Number of hedge funds, about 45. Same amount as Palantir. Another one, cybersecurity, CrowdStrike, ticker symbol CRWD. Quarterly revenue growth. Now, notice that these are revenue growths, not earnings growth. We're going to talk about earnings growth in a second, because earnings is the engine that drives the stock's price higher. But this is the money that they take in, the money that they make. Revenue growth, 32.63%. Number of hedge funds holding, 62. Shopify made the list, internet infrastructure. Quarterly revenue growth, 23.58%. Number of hedge funds, 68. And I've got a bonus play. We've got Royal Caribbean. It's a cruise line. Quarterly revenue growth, 29.2%. And some information on why this stock is moving, because I sit back and I say that, you know, people don't have a lot of money to spend, but people are willing to fly to vacations and definitely cruise. Shares of Royal Caribbean have surged 34% in the past 3 months compared to the industry's 19.4% growth. So this is a stock in the industry that tends to be best of breed. The company has been benefiting from solid demand for cruising and acceleration in booking volumes. Also, the emphasis on strong pricing on closer in demand bodes well. Despite economic uncertainties, and that's a key phrase in this, the demand for vacations continues to thrive. And if that's the case, why not be in a best of breed stock? All right, so these are my stocks, five stocks plus one bonus. Here's my watch list of these stocks. Vertiv and RCL, these companies were stocks that I found from a different search that kept popping up over and over and over, which made me want to think about looking at high growth stocks. Shopify, CrowdStrike, Palantir, and ESTC. These are sorted by VST. Notice that not every stock has a VST above one. Interesting about growth stocks, not always are they already rocking and rolling. The beautiful thing about buying into a growth stock early is you take advantage of the possible explosive capability of the stock. So one stock does not have a VST above one. The rest are at one or above one. None of these are sell recommended stocks. And when I'm looking at, again, growth stocks, I want to primarily look at earnings growth, because earnings is the engine that drives the stock's price higher. Look at these earnings growth. These growths are freaking amazing. These are good earnings growth. Thus, these are good growth stocks. If I'm looking to say, well, which ones would you suggest, Glenn, that we get into right now? while I want to look at the relative values, the stock's upside potential, add that in with the growth, I think you have a great recipe for the stocks that are really going to explode now. VRT, it's got a relative value above, well, one. It's at 1.45. Royal Caribbean, 1.66. The highest RV stock in here. Shopify, 1.35. Now, the ones that don't have relative values above ones, I wouldn't shy away from, but they might be early entries if the market continues to run higher. Let me talk about that for a second. If the market runs higher, growth stocks do very well. If the market wants to pull back, growth stocks will get hit. So I'm going to always suggest that you have good stops on these stocks. And I'm going to talk about that in a second, as well as how would I manage these stocks. So real quick, let's go take a graph look at all of these stocks. And I'm going to play it from a momentum play. Look at VRT. Nicely moving up, bottom left, top right. I would play this stock looking at the Star Search. If you have the VectorVest software, the Star Search graph layout. I would play this stock in the fast lane, take half off when it's in the middle lane, and take the other half if it closes in the slow lane. Nice little pinch right here, and now we're moving up higher in the fast lane. Next one, Royal Caribbean, almost bottom left to top right, was and did spend some time in the slow lane. Again, I wouldn't be in the stock when it's in the slow lane. I would definitely play it as a growth stock, even in the fast lane. Currently back in the fast lane, both DPOs are moving higher. Shopify, little different story. Pulling back, but I love the earnings growth rates. That is a probability that the stock is going to go higher, but I would not play it yet until it is in the fast lane. Let's go to the next one. CrowdStrike, very tech-heavy industry, cybersecurity, AI, all that stuff. I like CrowdStrike from a growth perspective. I would wait for it to get back into the fast lane. Last time it did, it made a nice little run before it pulled back. I'm also looking at Palantir. You guys know I love Palantir. Stock spent a lot of time in the slow lane. Wouldn't play it there. Remember, these are five-year growth stock. So it may take some time for some of these to move. I would wait for this to get back into the fast lane. And look at this, ESTC. This is why I say wait to the fast lane. Look at the pinch, look at the breakout, look at both DPOs rising higher. So I've got a portfolio and we're going to watch this throughout the year. I set up a portfolio of what I call five-year growth stocks. Here are the stocks. Every so often, we will pay attention to see how these are working out. Again, I love the earnings growth. I love the revenue. And I love that a lot of hedge funds are investing in these stocks. Those are three good factors to help these stocks to continue to grow. Now, when I said about stops, I'm going to click on edit. I have a stop on these. Because I like these long term, I'm going to give them a little bit of room. I'm going to look at the stops that I have, stop criteria. Profit Locker Pro, target 99.9%. I'm going to let these stocks run. These are good growth stocks. They should run, and I'm going to give them that opportunity to go up. But if they go against me 15%, I'm going to get out. There's no reason to stay into a stock if it's going against you that much. Even if they're good, high-quality growth stocks, if the market is not allowing them to go, then you got to get out of there. All right, so those are the stops that I'm keeping. This is another portfolio in my many different portfolios from a lot of the different videos that I've put out as well. I think I'm probably going to do a video on all of the portfolios that I have just to see how some of the videos have panned out along the way. If you'd like to see that, let me know. If you'd like to see a video just on the portfolios that we've done and see how they panned out, just type in the chat. Portfolio. All right. If you're brand new to the channel and you like the content, don't forget to hit the subscribe button, hit the bell icon so you'll be alerted to when videos like this come out. If you like what you saw here today so far, if it brought some ideas to you, don't forget to hit the like button and share the content. That's the only way we grow. Folks, this video is over. Until the next time. See ya. Hey, VV Nation, do you have access to the VectorVest tool, the most powerful tool in the industry right now? No? Well, I'm going to give you an opportunity to take advantage of an outstanding deal. Simply go to www.vectorvest.com/YT. You can take advantage of VectorVest 30 days for $9.95. That's an outrageous price for a trial. So what do you get? Well, you get the opportunity to see how we have outperformed the S&P 500 by over 2,000% for the last 20 years. We'll go down and we can see that we track over 18,000 stocks globally and have access to analyzing those. And we've got 25 years of accurate market predictions. Yes, folks, we time the market. Simply, folks, all you have to do is go to www.vectorvest.com/YT. $9.95 for 30 days. And we offer a hassle-free refund. Folks, take advantage of it right now. Thank you for supporting our podcast and for being a part of VV Nation. Remember, you can always get a free stock analysis on your stocks. Simply go to vectorvest.com/free. Type in your symbol, submit your email, and we will email your analysis.